A number of years ago, way back in 1977, a well-known archaeologist who now lives in Donegal, Brian Lacey. Brian actually worked for Derry City Council at that time, and he was brought in to do an archaeological investigation just outside the walls at Bishopsgate. And when he did doing that investigation, he thought he came across the remains of what might be a ditch going around the walls. Now, there was said to be a ditch, but that really was never really confirmed. But Brian kind of came across possibly remnants of it. And then a few years later, Mark Lusvey, the late Mark friend and colleague, Mark had talked to Queen's University that when they were down, they have an archaeological department, and he said, look, if you're ever down here, would you ever come and do a wee scan of that grassy bank? It's a grassy bank called Kneeler's Row, and that's between the walls and the bog side, and come down and do a full scan and see if you can have a look. So they came down in 2017, and I actually met with Mark too, and we had a wee look, and they said that they thought there was definitely something just on the outskirts of the walls, but it would be worth investigating. But they weren't down to do a dig, just initially do a scan. So they had been approached to Queen's University that in their programme, their bigger programme of digs, would they include Derry in that, and lo and behold, they have, so that's what they're back. And there's three things they may find. The first thing, and number one, is that they might find, hopefully, the remains of this ditch that goes around the walls. And it's quite interesting, a ditch, because in a ditch is where you end up getting a lot of debris, and definitely from the 17th, 18th, and 19th, 20th century will be that ditch going around the walls. That'll be interesting, number one. Number two is there will be other bits and pieces they'll find from the 18th and 19th century to do with the walls, possibly even to do with the siege of Derry. You might find, who knows, cannonballs or bits and pieces there too. And number three would be the remains of Kneeler's Row. There was a street there at one time just where the grassy bank is, and just to identify for that is to get it properly marked out. So we're hoping to find lots of bits and pieces, and as I said, the dig really starts this Wednesday, and then it'll run for about a week and a half.